Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No.
This is TV worth talking about. This is Shrine of Telly.
Hello and welcome to Shrine of Telly. I'm Brendan.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Rebecca.
As always, please make sure you're subscribed to us. And if you support us on patreon.com/shrinepod, you'll get these episodes before anyone else. Now, in the words of Len Goodman, this is week 7. And today, we're going to be talking about Love Island, Only Murders in the Building, and Jed Mercurio's first ever TV drama, among other bits. But first, a catch-up, if you will. I've spent the week haggling with utility companies over my bills. Reb has been trying to get some sleep in between the cat and the heat. And Hannah, you've been at the most stunning-looking wedding. Where were you? France?
I was in the south of France, guys, at literally the most stunning-looking wedding. It was one of those, you know, like, I'm wedding planning at the minute, so is Rebecca. But if anyone has a Pinterest or an Instagram, you see these weddings and you're like, how are they real? Or these people are clearly millionaires. I never thought I would be at a wedding that looked like that. It was so aesthetic, but I was. So it was incredible.
Oh my God, it looks stunning. What was the French food like? Well, like, what was the starter, main course, dessert? I love hearing about food at weddings.
The food was unreal. And as I told you guys last week, my friend is marrying a chef. And my friend's new husband, Jack Croft, owns the 13th best restaurant in the UK, which is called Fallow.
Which I went to the other week. Delicious.
Which Brendan was just and spoke about for years and didn't realize the connection until we saw on Instagram. So the food was incredible. There was so many oysters and just like breads and cheeses. And Rebecca, there was this whole stand you would have loved. Now, this was the cocktail reception, but there was a whole vegetarian stand with like hummus and different types of bread and olives and vegetables and gin and tonics, free flowing gin and tonics from the minute we got there till the end of the night. The most gorgeous white wine, red wine. I got this fabulous. So the main course was duck for all the carnivores. I got this amazing like barbecued sweet potato with this like pesto-y type sauce and just salads. It was 38 degrees. So I felt like we were in normal people. You know, when Marianne yeah. and Connell go to Italy, that's what it was yes. like, because we also all rented a big villa. So I was like, who are we? So just loads of like light, beautiful food. The barbecue the next day had like incredible ice cream. And I got this amazing like roasted celeriac. It was just, I honestly felt like I was living someone else's life.
Oh, stop. It looked so amazing. So happy for your pals. They looked like they had a ball.
Yeah, I was into the Instagram stories. Like, absolutely bet into them. It looked like incredible. Looked like the best time ever.
And they're all in the highlight there for you now, Brendan, if you want to check back
in. To go back and have another look. Rev, exactly. What's been going on with you?
I was away in Westport in County Mayo for the weekend, meeting up with my godmother, who I hadn't seen for 2.5 years. The last time I saw her was December 2019, before the pandemic. So myself and my mum went down to see her and we had a gas weekend, got the train down, sat outside drinking cocktails because the weather's really good at the moment. I know all across Europe, but like in Ireland, it's never 20 something degrees, like especially in Mayo. So the weather was fab. So I just ate and drank all weekend and had a great time. Like,
love it.
Great crack. Do you know what I mean? And Brendan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I got the train to Belfast last weekend up on Friday, went for a lovely meal with a friend of mine. It was a tasting menu, right? Where they don't give you the menu until the end. So you have no idea what's coming out. Or,
oh my God,
even better again. So you don't know what's coming out. Obviously, as they bring each course, they tell you what it is. but you don't know when it's going to end. And the plates just kept coming. And then at the end, when you ask for your bill, they put the menu down in front of you and you can look at what you've had. So that was like really cool. I loved it. And then came back to Dublin on Saturday and had the time of my life at Westlife, supported by Sugar Babes. It was so much fun.
It's an unbelievable weekend. You love a tasting menu and you love a gig, Brendan.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, two of my favourite things. Yeah, yeah.
Nailed it.
Okay, well, we talked some telly.
Yeah, I just want to apologise, Brendan. I'm actually not going to be talking about Love Island this week.
Oh, why are you not?
Series yesterday.
Go on.
Yeah, I had been obviously bet into Love Island because it's been such a good series.
And it's been
so good, especially the last kind of week or so after the Casa Amor fallout and all that. But I binge watched a series on Netflix yesterday, so I'm going to be talking about that.
Okay, well, do you want to kick off, Reb?
I mean, why not? Okay, so this actually came up randomly on my Netflix recommendations. So it was released back in 2016, but it was only added to Netflix, I think, last month. And it's called The Secret. I don't know if any of you guys ever watched it, did you?
Is this based on the book of the same name?
No, not the manifesting law of attraction.
You'd be into that now.
I would be, and I've watched that before, but no, this is a four-part series, and it's a brilliant series, but it's also really grim because it is inspired by a true crime story. So it follows the real-life murders of Trevor Buchanan and Leslie Howell, and they happened back in 1991 in Coleraine in Northern Ireland. So it's a four-part mini-series, and it's all based on a book written by a journalist. So the book was called Let This Be Our Secret, and the journalist is a fellow called Derek Henderson, who is Belfast based. So James Nesbitt plays Colin Howell, who back then was a well-respected dentist and pillar of the community. And he seemed very happily married to his wife, Leslie. But then he starts having an affair with a woman called Hazel, and the pair of them then make a plan to kill their spouses. So it's really dark and really shocking and just harrowing. But I think it's James Nesbitt's best role.
Really?
Like, he is so brilliant in it. It's so shocking. God. And I watched the whole thing in one afternoon.
The fact that he's a dentist, and I know this is kind of irrelevant because it's a true story, but the fact that he's a dentist makes it creepier.
And that part, especially creepy. Yeah. It's absolutely awful. But the story is well told in the show. So that's all out on Netflix, four-part miniseries. It was nominated for a couple of BAFTAs the year it came out, but I don't think it won any. Okay. But it's all on Netflix now if you're looking for something new.
I think I'm going to watch that this weekend. I have a very incredibly rare weekend with nothing to do. So I think I'm going to get that on the list, to be honest. Sounds brilliant.
Love that.
Yeah, so that was my big show of the week, The Secret on Netflix and not The Law of Attraction.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Brendan, yes. What was your one? Tell us about your big show.
So mine is Bodies by Jed Mercurial. So this is his first, obviously, Jed of Line of Duty fame. This is his first ever TV drama. So it was released way back in 2004. So it's a BBC medical drama. But it recently, like the same as Rev's one there, it went on to Netflix. And I think it's also on Prime, but I'm not sure. So I would describe it as stressful, gruesome, and really grim. So, like, it's a really, for me, uncomfortable watch. It's also fairly old, so, like, it's kind of a bit grainy, you know? I think they've tried to buffer it up for, like, a HD screen, but it hasn't quite worked. And it can be a little saucy at times as well. Like, you get your fair share of a bare arse now and the like, you know?
What?
Yeah, I know. Doctors and nurses having a bit of hanky-panky.
Bodies is right.
Yeah, Bodies, exactly. So the whole thing, basically, right, to summarise it, is about how bad doctors, so like people who've like are higher up the chain but they're a bit lazy and they're a bit incompetent, basically save the arse of other bad doctors, and how the hands of newer and good doctors who want to make things better for patients are basically tied by these more senior, more powerful people. It is an infuriating and really, really frustrating watch. It's like hospital politics, backstabbing, cover-ups, people trying to do their best while like also trying to climb the career ladder. And like within the first 5 minutes, there's a storyline which I kind of think is sort of like the medical equivalent of, do you remember the number 6 that was upside down as the number 9 on the first episode of Line of Duty, season yes. 1, episode 1? There's a very similar, like it's not the same thing, but you can see the similarities between that and what happens in the first 5 minutes of this, and you are in, like you're absolutely hooked. So it stars, wait for this, Jimmy Lakewell himself, Patrick. I'm doing how to pronounce
this. The crossover is this week.
No, I know. Patrick Belady. I'm really apologise if I'm pronouncing his surname wrong. And now, when I say he is a fucking idiot of an obstetrics and gynecology surgeon, and I'm not exaggerating when I say he is one of my most hated TV characters ever. Like, ever. He's arrogant, he's incompetent, and he's kept safe in his job because he's basically a really good, like, in theory, he's good at the academic side of things. He gets his research into loads of medical journals, and key, he attracts loads of funding for the hospital. So even though he's a bumbling fucking idiot responsible for like patient safety, he's kept in his job. He honestly, I hate him, and I can't remember the last time I've hated a TV character as much. It also stars Mr. Max Beasley. You might remember him off of the 90s. He plays this new registrar, Rob Lake, and he basically works below Patrick. And Rob just be riding one of the nurses now, right, in the staff room a lot of the time.
God.
And honestly, his bum is in it so much, I think it should be in the credits. Like, his bare backside is in it a lot. Loads of other familiar faces. There's loads of faces you'll know from Line of Duty and loads of other shows that we love as well that pop up as kind of just sort of like, not cameo roles, but you know, they're sort of like in and out just as patients, like as kind of secondary sort of storylines. And yeah. Also, the Irish actor Susan Lynch. So you'll know her as Alison in Happy Valley. She was Stace in Save Me. She was Anna in Killing Eve, and she was Liz in Unforgotten. She's a Northern Irish actress, and you'll definitely, definitely know her face. And also Priya Kalidas is also in it. She's probably best known as Amira Masood in EastEnders. I've almost finished the first season, so it's high drama.
Season, Brendan.
So yes, so there's there was due to be 3, so right, so there's 6 episodes in the first season, right? And then it was so good, it got nominated for awards, and it won a couple of awards as well back in 2004. So the BBC then ordered a second season, and they upped it to 10 episodes, right? But now, obviously, right. I haven't started season 2 yet, but obviously something went awry there, because instead of season 3, there was just one feature-length special to wrap it up. So there's a really strong start, but it can only be going one way, judging by the way the season's kind of panned out. But interesting.
Maybe he started watching Line of Duty. Maybe he started writing Line of Duty.
I think.
Potentially, yes.
Better offer, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, that was many years later, but yeah. And come here, speaking of Line of Duty, Rev, most of the episodes are directed by Line of Duty's John Strickland, who directs most of Line of Duty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really good. I think you'll both be into it. Like, it's very graphic. It's obviously to do with a lot of, there's a lot of pregnant women and a lot of labours, but also other, you know, issues that the yeah, so there's a lot going on. It's graphic, it's really tense, it's really fucking stressful, it's really frustrating. I've cried a number of times. It's very good. It's very, very, very good, and I definitely recommend it. Bodies by Jeb Mercurio.
Are you going to keep going with it now? Are you going to watch season 2 and then season 3?
Absolutely.
Wrap up special.
Absolutely going to keep going with it. Yeah.
Okay, Hannah. That's a brilliant recommendation. I am going to talk about Only Murders in the Building, which I talk about pretty much every week, but I've never picked it as my big show of the week because it's only back. So season 2, it is streaming on Disney Plus, returned on the 28th of June with a double whammy. We got 2 episodes and then you're getting one. I think it's every Tuesday after that, and we've got another 10 episode season. So just to recap you, for anyone that hasn't watched this yet, it stars the unlikely trio of Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez. It was actually created by Steve Martin and another man called John Hoffman. And it is a mystery comedy TV series. So the plot follows 3 strangers, played by Steve Martin and Selena, who share an obsession with a true crime podcast. It's really funny. And basically, there's a fire in the building in the very first episode. They all have to leave. But the new episode of the true crime podcast that they're all listening to has just dropped. They end up having an unlikely meeting in a restaurant across the road while the fire brigade sort out their building, which they live in, which is called the Arconia, which is a affluent Upper West Side apartment building. They're all there for various different reasons. Steve Martin's character is an aged out actor. Yeah. Martin Short's character has money. Does he have money? Why is he there? And Selena Gomez had the apartment gifted to her by a grandparent. But they're mixed in with loads of really big characters and suspicious people and celebrities. Sting is in the first season.
That's when I turned it off. When Sting appeared, I was like, I'm done. I know. I stopped on season 1.
Brendan.
I know. I must carry on because you're raving about it so much. I will go back and finish it.
You stopped on Sting.
I stopped on Sting. Yeah.
I would have liked that. I loved when Jon Bon Jovi was in Sex and the City.
I love a cameo. I love nothing more. Do you remember, guys, when Holby City and Casualty used to do crossover episodes? You'd see like a doctor from Casualty in the background of Holby City, or you'd have a big one where like a truck would drive into to Holby City Hospital and everyone from Casualty would have to come over and help. I'd nearly be going inside out with the excitement. I love a cameo. So they're across the road, they're in a restaurant, and they figure out that they're all listening to the same true crime podcast, which is a piss take of Serial, which is the podcast
that
I think it's safe to say got podcasts to where they were now. But Tina Fey is playing a piss take version of Serial host Sarah Koenig.
Funny.
I'm Sarah Koenig.
So dry. Exactly. And like, just the way she's talking about things. And like, I mean, we all love podcasts. We love TV shows. We love true crime. It just actually makes me cry laughing because most of what I listen to is that genre. Yeah. So then to hear Tina Fey, who I adore, take the piss out of it so well is brilliant. So anyway, then a suspicious death happens in the Arconia, in their building. This is all first season. This is all in the trailer. I'm not giving anything away, but that suspicious death then sees the neighbors decide to start their own podcast to investigate the death. That season 1, it's absolutely brilliant.
No, I need to watch this. I'm in.
So good. It's a big, cozy hug, but it's also got the mystery element. It's got that bingeable quality that you'll want to keep watching. So lucky for you guys, you have 14 episodes waiting for you, and then you can kind of catch up with the excitement week on week. Couple of other things. 2 days ago, season 3 was renewed or bought in. So that is so exciting. They also got Emmy Awards. So it has been nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series. And both of the male leads, now unfortunately, and I really don't understand why, Selena Gomez was snubbed, but Steve Martin and Martin Short are both up for lead actor in a comedy series. Cannot recommend it enough. It's one of those I really look forward to every week when it comes out.
And one a week as well.
Yeah.
One a week. Disney Plus waiting there for you. Really exciting. Half an hour. Also, can I say the opening credits are so, I love the music, but the graphics for the opening credits are some of my favorite. I watch them every time. I just really, really like them. Won't even skip ahead. And of course, there was another murder to solve in season 2. Won't give anything away. Won't tell you who it was, but one of our favorite characters, or one of the prominent characters that we know, may now be murdered.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
May not be dead.
We have to investigate
a murderer, Hannah.
Do you know what I mean? He's running around and the guys have to solve it. And also Cara Delevingne is the cameo in season two.
Oh, wow.
Which controversial. She's been very interesting lately. But she is in the show.
Sorry, so, what's she done lately? I have no idea. What's she?
Oh, she's gone real weird, Brendan.
Oh, she?
Hanging
out of Megan Thee Stallion at award shows.
Oh, right.
Popping up left, right and centre. She's just gone a bit eccentric.
She's great eyebrows, though.
Does
10 out of 10 brows, and she's in this show. And we've got another 10 episodes and then a season 3 to look forward to. So yeah, Only Murders in the Building, Disney Plus, new episodes every Tuesday. Cannot recommend it enough.
Stunning. Okay. I'm going to get back on it.
God, I'm going to watch all them now.
Yeah, me too, actually. I have to say, it's one of the only weeks where I really am going to watch all of the big shows of the week.
Normally, I just go, yeah, I'll watch that. Yeah.
Oh, normally I have used muted guys and I'm doing something else.
Clicking her nails against the keyboard, booking her next nail appointment. Okay, brilliant. Now, guys, we have lots of TV news this week. I'll tell you some.
Oh, on,
please do.
Right, so Hannah, you watched The Kardashians. That's coming back on, I think it's the 22nd of September for season 2.
It is. We got a trailer this week and Pete Davidson is making an appearance.
Yeah, and we're going to see the whole process of Kourtney picking out that wedding dress and all, and Chloe and Tristan and all that jazz. Now, I don't even watch the thing and I know all the latest drama between them. I must give it a go.
Yeah, now I watch it. I'm glued to it. I love them. But I have to say that trailer, I'm like, I cannot watch anything. I can't watch any more content from Kourtney Kardashian's wedding. If they try and make this a massive storyline for season 2, I will snap.
Yeah, I feel like we're all at it at this stage.
I feel like I was fucking there myself.
Is this the one where she was waddling up the steps in the D&G dress?
Yeah, she's 15 weddings and then she had the one in Portofino sponsored by, literally, I'm not exaggerating, sponsored by D&G. They all wore D&G. D&G paid for the whole thing. It was all over Instagram for 2 weeks. And Chloe's apparently back with Tristan, which I just can't support and I can't listen to anymore. So I don't know. They'd want to pull a few storylines out of their arse now for this second.
Oh, you know, Kris Jenner works hard. She'll come up with something.
Exactly. I've no doubt, but I'm just not thrilled by the trailer.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Now, has anyone watched Top Boy? Hannah, I think you may have mentioned it before on the podcast. Have you watched it yet?
Do you know what? It's right up my street and I watched a couple of episodes of season 1 and I never got into it, oddly enough. So, no.
Okay.
Well, Barry Keoghan and Brian Gleeson, they're both going to be in the new season of Top Boy when it comes out, and they've started filming it already in London.
I think I'm going to get into it, to be honest. You know, Drake saved it from getting, not necessarily cancelled, but he funded it so that it could continue making new episodes.
Oh, no, I didn't know cool. that.
Yeah, Drake loves it.
Okay, so it's a UK-based crime drama and it's two London drug dealers, but are they in competition with each other or are they like working together?
Again, I literally watched it years ago. I really need, you know what? I'm probably going to watch a couple of episodes so I can talk on it next week.
Well, anyway, that's coming back for another season. Now, if you're into the sports documentaries, which I know they've become really popular like recently, especially the Formula One, the Michael Schumacher one was absolutely, like, it was 10 out of 10. It was so good. Well, David Beckham's actually just signed a deal with Netflix and he's going to be doing a big documentary series. So a number of episodes.
No way. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
I wonder, is Vicky going in it?
Oh, I'd say she will be. I'd say she'd be dolled up and doing it. What do they call it? Like a talking head, do you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to have like unseen archive, untold stories, interviews with people who've been part of his life journey. And then Netflix are like, it's going to go beyond the shine of stardom, explore his humble working class beginnings in East London and the drive and determination that led him to become one of the most recognisable and scrutinised athletes of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I think that sounds absolutely brilliant. That sounds brilliant.
I will definitely watch that. And then Black Mirror season 6 cast just announced today.
Oh, go on. Who's in it?
Go on.
So Aaron Paul, who you'll know from
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and Westworld. Yeah, more recently. He's going to be in it. Zazie Beetz.
Love Zazie Beetz.
Deadpool
in Atlanta.
Yes, that's the other one. Josh Hartnett, who was in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Wow. Throwback.
Kate Mara.
I haven't heard from him in years. I haven't heard from Josh Hartnett in years.
I think he kind of decided to do more indie movies and stuff like that rather than all the big Hollywood movies.
I seen him in Dunn's and Stephen Green Shopping Centre once years ago.
Stop it.
Sorry to God.
What was he buying?
I didn't see what he was buying, although the other time I seen someone in the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
I know where you're going. The Hot Priest in Tiger, as if that's going to leave my memory.
It was the Hot Priest in Tiger, and he bought. And the only reason I didn't go up to him, because that Tiger is tiny, it's a one-way system, and the man had bought four pillows, and he was holding them all, and it was Christmas week, and I said, oh, because you could not see his face for the pillows. Like, he looked incredibly stressed, and I say he was only in there for a roll of wrap paper, and I said, I won't go up to him. But yeah. It's a hotbed for talent in there, guys. It is. Green Chapel Center.
It is. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Girl I follow on Instagram, Hannah Saunders, right? She owns a PR company in Dublin, and she works like around the Stephen's Green area. She walked by Pierce Brosnan today in Dublin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she said she didn't know what he was here for, but he seemed to be in great form, and she wasn't sure if he was just here for a holiday or whatever.
That's fine, Navin, man.
Or if it was for a series. So anyway, you heard it here first in the podcast. Sorry, back to the TV news about Black Mirror season 6. So Kate Mara is in it, and you'll know Kate Mara, obviously, from House of Cards season 1 and...
She's Rooney Mara's sister, isn't she?
Yeah.
Was she the one going out with Joaquin Phoenix, or is it her? Is it the other one?
No, I think Rooney was going out with him. Right. And then Kate Mara's the sister who was in House of Cards. She's the red-haired... is she a journalist? She is. Jesus, I haven't watched that in a long time.
Yeah, House of Cards, yeah.
She's it. And Danny Ramirez, who is most recently in Top Gun Maverick. So they're all among the cast for Black Mirror season 6. Now, the interesting part about this is, according to Variety, that this is only the cast for 3 episodes of the season.
Oh, what?
They're normally, the series are quite short, aren't they? There's normally only about 3-4 in a season. Am I right?
Because you'd be traumatized
in a while. Yeah, no, the last one I think might have only been 3 episodes, but I think this one's definitely going to be longer anyway, if they're saying that there's, you know, there's more to be announced. Yeah. So we'll get the rest of the cast soon. So we'll keep you up to date with that. Lovely. That's all my TV news anyway. Do you have any?
Well, I guess the Emmy nominations The Emmy nominations were announced earlier on today, and Succession's leading the way with 25 nominations, which is absolutely incredible. And I'm also thrilled for Ted Lasso, 20 nominations. But The White Lotus is tied with Ted Lasso with the same amount of nominations, which I'm a little bit perplexed about. I don't think it's quite at the same level, television.
Oh, different genres.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked The White Lotus. It was absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, love a bit of Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah. But yeah, Succession, like, absolutely head and shoulders above the rest there with 25. And the other little bit of a kind of, I guess it is TV news, is that apparently Disney Plus is not releasing Disenchanted into cinemas, and we already know this about Hocus Pocus. They've already confirmed that Hocus Pocus 2 is going to be released on the streaming platform, like, exclusively, and it looks like they're going to do the same with the follow-up to Enchanted, which is just really interesting that a streaming company is like, we don't need the cinema because you're going to watch it on the television.
Yeah, they've done that with stuff before. They did that with their new animation Turning Red. So they have done it, but it kind of causes ructions because, especially with Disenchanted, people want to see it in the cinema. Yeah. I don't get it. Just do both.
Yeah. I guess they're trying to get more people to subscribe by not putting it in the cinema. Did you see there was a graphic that was shared recently, and it was like a bar chart of the budgets that each of the streaming services have to spend or that they spend, and Disney's is like literally off the charts. Like, their budget, like, their spend on content for Disney Plus is like 10 times that of like your Netflixes, your HBOs and all the rest. It's insane. Yeah, it's huge.
They'll have more budget after releasing Hocus Pocus 2 on a stream, or I'll be subscribing 16 times to watch it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, well, they obviously have done the maths on it, but for me, a cinema ticket is more valuable than a subscription, because if you only are you going to stick around? If you only want to see Hocus Pocus, are you going to sign up and stick around? You'll just sign up, get a free trial and cancel.
Maybe.
Some people forget.
You've got to work.
Make a couple of million from people forgetting, though, wouldn't you?
You would make a couple of million from people forgetting. Hannah, what is your TV news?
So did you see that Squid Game is the first non-English language series to be nominated for Outstanding Drama in the Emmys? It cleaned up.
No.
4 of the stars from it also nominated. And also in Emmy news, I thought this was interesting. I'm delighted for her. Sydney Sweeney is nominated for acting in both The White Lotus and Euphoria, which I think is like incredibly iconic. Go her.
Did you see the video of her ringing her mum?
No. Will you put it in our WhatsApp group?
Yeah. Your cheese, it's like Euphoria is just so bloody good though. Like it's
huge.
Just, oh, that last dance sequence. Brendan, did you ever get to that dance sequence?
I never got to that point.
Bonnie Tyler,
Anita
Hero?
Do you know, I think it might have, I was finishing season one. I think it might have come off now and then it might have gone back on. I think it's back there. So I do need to carry on with it. Yeah. Cause I want to get to that scene that you were telling me about.
Yeah. That's towards the end of season two. That was great.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love it. And then, Stranger Things news for anyone that loves Stranger Things. This is so exciting. So the Duffer brothers, Matt and Ross Duffer, have formed Upside Down Pictures and they have recommitted to Netflix for several new projects. So we are now getting a live action Stranger Things spin-off series based on an original idea by the Duffer brothers. We're getting, and I'm really excited about this, a new stage play set within the world and mythology of Stranger Things. Now, I have no idea if they plan to tour this or if they, well, I mean, they probably do. If they're going to put a whole stage production together and they're not just going to film it and put it on Netflix, I presume they're going to tour it and you guys are going to get free tickets to see in the Bord Gáis and I'm going to come with you. Yes, they have also committed to a series adaptation of Stephen King and Peter Straub's 1984 novel, The Talisman, and a new live action series adaptation of Death Note, which is a Japanese manga and anime series. So they're just doing a load of stuff with this new production house, Upside Down Pictures. So loads more to come from the world of Stranger Things from them. Very exciting.
Brilliant. Can't wait for that. Okay, guys, this week's voice note recommendation, it comes from Love Island expert and My Pod on Paper host, Orla Condon.
Hello there, Rebecca, Hannah and Brendan of Shrine of Telly. I am so glad you are back in my ears talking about TV. I am Orla Condon, host of My Pod on Paper, Love Island podcast. If you're not listening, please do. And I'm here to convert the not yet converted to Love Island. I know I've had this conversation with you, Brendan, on 98FM this week about why people should watch Love Island if they don't already. And I have to say, for anyone hesitant this season who was nervous to dive back in after the car crash telly that was last year, you need to get on board and you need to get on board fast. We are halfway through now. We have had the most dramatic first 4.5 weeks that I've ever seen in Love Island. And I'm absolutely hooked. Like, I cannot tell you. I am living for the daily updates. I am living for the little bits of news that are breaking throughout the day. I'm living for all the conspiracy theories of what's going on and are people in it for fame or are they in it for love? I mean, it's a bit of both, if we're being honest. But it's just top tier reality TV. And I just think that anyone who is questioning whether they should get involved this year, it is not too late. Please dive on in. It is easy to pick on up where you've missed. Maybe drip back to the start of Casa Amor and then pick it up from there. Other than that, the Real Housewives are always keeping me company. I am loving Beverly Hills at the minute, with new episodes coming up weekly, and I'm loving The Ultimate Girls Trip, which is kind of the all-star series. The second series that is out at the minute as well. And the second series is so much sassier than the first series. A lot more drama, a lot more fallouts, which is exactly what I need. And then the last thing that I find myself watching at the minute is the Amazon Prime series, The Summer I Turned Pretty, which is from the same team that brought us to All the Boys I Loved Before. And it's very teen drama, romance, summer, Hamptons, boys, teenage boys with floppy hair, girls who are kind of coming into themselves, like all the things that I love in like a teen drama type series. Like, it gives me some Dawson's Creek vibes, but very much with through the lens of To All the Boys I Loved Before, which just felt like such a breath of fresh air to rom-coms and to teen rom-coms. So I'm really, really enjoying that, and I think that's on Amazon Prime. So that's what I'm watching at the minute. I'm excited to hear what you guys are watching. I binged Hacks after you guys were talking about it on a recent episode, and I'm obsessed. So please, any more suggestions, send them my way.
Orla, thank you so much for your recommendation this week. We really, really appreciate it. That is it for Shrine of Telly Week 7. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe. Please tell your friends about us. Support us on patreon.com/ShrinePod to get these episodes early. Keep cool in this heat wave, very importantly. And we'll be back next week for, am I right, guys, in saying it's our final Shrine of Telly before we take our summer break next week?
It is. Yes. It is.
Yes, we're going to go on our holly bops, guys.
We are. Yeah, we're
Hannah's getting married.
Hannah's getting married, yeah.
I've so much to do for the bleeding wedding, guys, honest to God. So
I'm in need of a tan.
And we'll, if you want some help with anything, will you let me know afterwards? This is not a conversation for the podcast.
We'll continue this afterwards.
I just need you to read every reading on the internet and every book and every page that exists and then pick the ones for me and then have them back by tonight so I can send them to the celebrant. That'd be brilliant.
No problem.
Stunning. Not a problem. We'll get right on it. Thank you for listening. We'll chat to you next week. Goodbye.
Hurrah.
Ta-ta.
This is TV Worth Talking About, and we want to hear what you have to say. Find us now on Twitter and Instagram at ShrinePod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.